This is Radio Health Journal. I'm Nancy Benson. This week, how a nationwide study shows stark equity gaps across American children.
What we uncovered is very startling. There are incredible equity gaps for children in every state in our nation.
How some kids aren't so likely to safely reach adulthood, when Radio Health Journal returns.
I'm Reed Pence, the producer and host of Radio Health Journal. If you like listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics, from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
When you start looking at these numbers, how does anybody afford this?
The stressful cost of health care in this country. Then,
this is a great time, especially coming out of COVID, to just really rethink it.
Why do we still spring forward and fall back each year when most people see it as a nuisance? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Listen to Radio Health Journal and Viewpoints on your favorite radio station. And subscribe and listen anytime on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Also, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Radio Health Journal.
If you're an American child, your survival depends largely on where you grow up. Save the Children comes to that conclusion after a study last year showing that children from rural, poor, and often southern regions, especially children of color, are at a tremendous disadvantage. In fact, kids who grow up in rural areas are 20% more likely to die before their first birthday than those in large urban communities.
What we uncovered is very startling. There are incredible equity gaps for children in every state in our nation, where children simply based on where they live, where they're growing up, and who they are, can either succeed or fail. And that's really troubling for us to save the children.
That's Sarah Luciano, Director of Media and Communications for Save the Children's U.S. Programs and Advocacy. She says this is the first report of its kind, ranking how children fare at the county level. Rankings are based on factors that shorten childhood, like hunger, dropping out of school, and teen pregnancy. Factors that force a child to become an adult too soon. The ratings also account for infant mortality and death by accident, murder, suicide, or poor health. The report finds that one in every eight American children experiences these outcomes at higher rates.
The data in this report uncovers a really unfortunate reality here in the U.S. that growing up really depends on who you are and where you live. Of the 2,600 counties that had enough data to be ranked, more than 90% of the bottom-ranked counties are rural, two-thirds are in the South, and three-quarters contain non-white majority populations. Children in those bottom-ranked counties die at rates up to five times of those of children in the highest-ranked counties in their state. They're also up to three times as likely to struggle with hunger, 14 times as likely to drop out of school, and shockingly, girls are 26 times more likely to become pregnant in their teens.
The findings fit into conventional wisdom. Greater spending typically results in better quality of life. Luciano says America's most successful kids live in states whose elected officials prioritize child-focused legislation. The bottom line is,
despite progress for children and good investment, not all children have an equal opportunity to succeed in America.
The disparity highlighted by the report is striking. For example, the highest number of top-ranked counties of any state belongs to New Jersey. But not all their counties are prosperous. Kids in New Jersey's lowest-ranking county are seven times more likely to suffer incomplete childhoods than kids in the top counties. So experts know that monetary and political resources tend to benefit children and increase their odds of fully experiencing youth. But what exactly do those resources look like?
We often talk about investments in children. Doctors and pediatricians and good maternity care, both prenatally and during a baby's first 1,000 days of life, which we know are some of the most crucial for growth. Investments in school budgets and making sure that children have the resources and the access that they need.
Luciano says areas without enough tax dollars, extensive internet access, or resources for infrastructure are harder places to grow up. While stark inequity is sometimes found within a single state, like New Jersey, The report shows that counties with poorer outcomes tend to be located in southern states. Mississippi is home to the most low-ranked counties in the country.
Isolation and lack of transportation is something that families and rural communities also struggle with. But also, maybe even more importantly, is this access to high-quality health care. Our cities where we work don't have a pediatrician, don't have a maternity ward for women to deliver healthy babies right in their county. Families are having to drive hours upon hours back to be able to get the service and the support that they deserve.
And Luciano says the COVID-19 pandemic only deepened the divide. The study's bottom-ranked counties have been reported among the hardest hit as the nation responded to the coronavirus.
You know, I think our nation has really seen something different because of the coronavirus pandemic, where education isn't equitable to all if kids aren't getting on a school bus and going into a classroom. You know, just sending children home with a laptop isn't necessarily the best way to ensure that they're learning and growing.
Ongoing research shows specific hardships faced by kids 1 year into the pandemic. Early stay-at-home orders and school closures created lasting problems for students who weren't ready to shift to virtual learning, but have had to catch up regardless.
Access to the internet is something that some may really take for granted and have great access. In rural America, the FCC data shows that only 65% of families have connection. Far too many families don't have the disposable income to have connection to their home. And we know that the internet brings great access, opportunity, education, connectivity.
Save the Children has compiled a separate childhood protection ranking report based on three lingering effects of the COVID-19 pandemic: hunger, lack of remote learning tools, and family financial difficulty. The organization reports that hunger afflicts children of color twice as often as white kids. Nationwide, at least 25% of young students lack the necessary tools for distance learning, and more than half of the nation's families are struggling to pay the bills. Luciano says regional and racial inequities remain striking as the pandemic continues, but the organization finds suffering in every state at every income level. This all flies in the face of one of Save the Children's core beliefs, that every child deserves a future. So the organization is calling for change to address the needs of underserved populations.
Investments in terms of healthcare, education, caring adults and support. You know, so many communities that we work in don't have that extra tax base to have a children's corner in their public library, or even a public library for, you know, dozens or scores of miles apart. So those are really the investments that we're calling for.
And while the report finds great disadvantage in nearly every state, it also finds a great deal of promise. The full reports are available at savethechildren.org/childhood. or through a link on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. Our writer this week is Scarlett O'Hara. Our producer is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Cardiovascular or CV disease is the number one killer of adults in the U.S., and millions of people trying to reduce their risk of a heart attack or stroke may unknowingly be taking medications that are not proven nor FDA approved to reduce cardiovascular risk. Let's hear from cardiologist Dr. John Osborne.
Many people are unaware that after a failed outcome study, the FDA revoked the approval of fenofibrates when added to statins, as the risk outweighed the benefits to heart health. It's important to remember that statins, along with diet and exercise, can lower cardiovascular risk by about 25 to 35%. But persistent cardiovascular risk, which can lead to a life-threatening event, may remain. I would tell anyone still being prescribed fenofibrates, such as Tricor and Trilipix, with a statin, to talk to their doctor about FDA-approved therapies for cardiovascular risk reduction.
To learn more and get clear on the facts, visit itscleartomenow.com. Again, that's itscleartomenow.com.
And that's Radio Health Journal for this week. Radio Health Journal is a production of MediaTrax Communications. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more. And check Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify for a library of past programs. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and information about our guests at radiohealthjournal.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
coming up next week on Radio Health Journal.
As we go back to a normal again, the brain is still activated and we're not fully out of the pandemic yet.
Some Americans still struggle with pandemic stress, while others embrace the new normal.
Then, how common injuries can be life-threatening for older adults?
Each year, there are about 36 million older adult falls. So these are falls among persons 65 and older. And there are 1.6 million motor vehicle crashes among older drivers each year.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.